And greetings and welcome to another edition of Bathrobes Pierre's Broadsides. Yet another flashback to February 15th, 2004, on this March 20th, 2025 show of 21 years later. Wow. I'm going to play a little of our standard music so you can get into the Bathrobes Pierre's Broadsides mood. And then a few of the highlights of the show, but it'll be going directly into the show itself. Most of it, there is a kind of an abrupt cutoff. Don't know why. I guess people who were recording it ran out of tape or something like that. But listen on.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you.
And that, as some of you may know, is the Pins and Needles Sing Me a Song with Social Significance number from a 30s musical, and also played with some regularity on, I think it was the, could have been the KPFA Pacifica Foundation Station Berkeley Radio in the mid-60s or early 60s, not sure. But it's also been my theme song, or one of them, for this show. So, yeah, that's what that was. But what about February 15th, 2004, where you're headed next, if you keep listening? First discussion at some length about the city council's essential refusal to protect citizens against the wiles of the Patriot Act, where, let's say, library employees are ordered to turn over evidence of unpatriotic library use. In Arcata, as you will hear, city far to the north, which had at that time a Green Party majority, Green Party council member Dave Meserve up there had successfully gotten a law passed which actually subjected local employees to criminal penalties if they colluded with the Patriot Act or cooperated with it. And we were trying to get something similar down here. A thing called the Bill of Rights Defense Committee had formed, and you get to hear testimony from John and myself before city council, and then the city council's way of avoiding any meaningful response. There is me versus Kennedy as city council going on. He was the mayor at that time. He'd had me arrested the month before for walking around the room three times as a protest after he had manipulated the agenda so that the people who are coming to the One Dance Summit, which was a group of sort of a lefty groups that had gotten together at one of the churches on the hill and were having a series of seminars, but they also were going to, they were planning a local protest against the sleeping ban by going to city council with blankets and so forth, and some of them did. Michael Parenti was one of them. I really appreciated some of his books. Didn't much appreciate his seemingly grudging involvement in the protest, but he was there. Good for him. Anyway, I was arrested because allegedly for refusing to leave the room because I had allegedly violated a three-warning rule that I'd been disrupting the meeting once by walking around the room, which everyone else had done as well. It's kind of part of the protest. Secondly, by whispering to someone that they were wanted outside. That was to Doug McGrath, who was sitting in the front row. And anyway, I think I remember what the third one was, but he had me arrested for a charge of disrupting the council, and it was never taken to court. It was just burdensome. Then we have a long interview with Keith McHenry talking about his travels and travails overseas, as well as he was operating then, I think, from Arizona. Talks a lot about homeless stuff and Food Not Bomb stuff. When we have a long segment, not as long as with Keith, but a significantly long segment by poet Julia Vinaigrette, who reads both her poetry and talks about her life in Berkeley. And finally, a lot of debate and discussion, well, some anyway, about the Clearview Court situation. That's the one of the two remaining, at that time, mobile home parks. The other was De Anza Trailer Park on the west side that had had rent control gutted by the city council after having been promised in perpetuity. And the last but not least, or possibly least and last, was me, Pat Kittle, and I guess Bernard Klitzner chimed in too about the question of the homeless and the despoiling of the forests, as Pat Kittle, an environmental activist, saw it. And here it comes. It's all yours to listen to, so enjoy it if you can and learn from it too, as usual. And on Sunday, hopefully, we'll have some more current stuff, but that remains to be seen, or I should say, to be heard.